The 553rd edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play the fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code MMASGPN at UnderdogFantasy.com to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for free. You'll get a chance to win a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Hi-ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to episode 553 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Going out to one of our newer friends in the Discord, Mr. Stogie. He's been talking regional MMA with the Gumby Man in there, so he fitting right in, because that's what we do in there. Bunch of nerds talking about MMA, not talking about Dragon Ball Z. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts. Almost made my co-host choke. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. Thank you for coming to the show. I have a cheerful co-host with me. He's not grumpy at all. He's actually laughing to himself. We're going to cover the main card of UFC Fight Night, Nicolau versus Perez. Don't worry, it's going to be good. Whether it sounds like that, whether that sounds appetizing or not, it's going to be good. It's UFC, guys. It's back, and it's in the Apex, so we're going to see our friend in there, former champ Jamal Hill. He's going to be stumbling around in the bleachers. It'll be a good time. All right, don't worry. Yesterday, we did prelims. If you haven't listened, make sure you go back and listen to that. We had, how many fights did we do? We did seven fights, and we agreed on all of them. We disagreed on a comic book anime type of thing, but we agreed on all the fights. So go back and listen to that. We even got some dogs there. So if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. That would greatly help us. We still have a lot more people watch us that don't subscribe to us. So subscribing is less of a commitment than watching the actual show. So think of it that way. All right. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty here. UFC on ESPN, it's also called Nicolau versus Perez. UFC Vegas 91 is probably what you'll see our articles on sportsgamblingpodcast.com labeled as. Call it whatever you want. That's what we're covering today. We got six fights to do on this year episode. Let's bring in my cheerful co-host. His name is Daniel Gumby Vreeland. He'll let you know his thoughts on this here main card portion of the night.
So first of all, you almost made me spit coffee all over
my computer. The screen would have been the camera would have been all black. It would have been
I probably would have had to get rid of this computer because it's already kind of on the fridge. we would have been in that part. I will also say shout out to Mr. Stogie because he is probably the only person out there who's ever gotten, first of all, the lightning round of the LFA. He watched the lightning round of the LFA episode like, hey, do you know what's a fight you didn't cover that I think there's value on? And then he pointed out a fight. I went back and looked. So shout out to him here. I'm also going to give you the play. Shad Walters right now, plus 155 on LFA. When Mr. Stogie pointed out it was damn near a pick'em. And the money's come in on the opposite side. And I think Shad Walters is a great value. His wrestling could probably play up in this fight. And I think his opponent, who I'm not going to try to say his last name, there's J's and G's and there's so many letters. But I think his wrestling is going to play up against that guy. And plus 155 is a great value.
You would make me say it, but you're not going to try it yourself. Fine.
Have you seen it? Do you see the one I'm talking about?
No. That's how you say it. It's true. Well, it sounds like Mr. Stogie's on your level of MMA nerdom, which is good. He's found his tribe for sure. If Gumby ever chokes to death on one of my jokes, then I can bring in Mr. Stogie as a replacement. So I already have it all figured out, Gumby. So because my comedy may kill at some point. All right, Nicolau versus Perez. Do you like our main card that we're getting? Anything excites you on this before we dive into it?
I'm a little bit excited to see, and I may be ashamed to say this, I'm kind of excited to see Alex Perez fight again.
This is a quick turnaround for this man if he shows up.
I kind of hate that though, right? Like, because on one hand, I'm excited because he looked really good against Muhammad Mukhaev in that fight. And now, if he got a full camp, I'd have to like really question what he'd be able to get. But he's not getting a full camp. He's getting a short notice camp and taking a step up. Like, that's a terrible idea. So I'm excited to see what he looks like. I don't think he's going to have the best version of himself without a full camp. Also, the David Onama versus Jonathan Pierce fight is just an absolute banger.
Yeah.
I love that fight so much. Yeah. I flip-flopped 7 times on that fight already. I think I finally settled in, but I flip-flopped 7 times. So there you have it.
Do you think we're going to agree with everything?
I think there's one fight we're going to definitely disagree on.
Interesting. You think
we'll see if I'm right about it.
All right. All right. Good to know. All right. Before we jump into things, I should tell you, tonight is a big day for you if you play football and you play college football and you're eligible for the draft, because you may get drafted tonight. While you're watching yourself possibly getting drafted, you can hang out with us because the NFL draft is this week. As I said, it's today, and the Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week and all day today and all night with the NFL draft props, mock drafts, and their end, our NFL draft watch party. Tune in tonight, Thursday, on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the best NFL draft watch party out there. And make sure you download the SGPN app for your free shot at winning a $100 SGPN gift card with NFL draft bingo. So you can dress cool and sticky like the rest of us. All right. Main card is a 7 p.m. start time this Saturday. UFC Fight Day, Nikolaev versus Perez. Main card is on ESPN Sportsnet for us Canadians up here in Canada. But I'm sure the rest of you will be watching. Well, actually, no, if you're watching this, you're not going to be watching hockey. You're going to be watching the MMA, or you wouldn't even be listening to this show here. All right, let's kick things off, shall we? We're doing a welterweight fight off the get-go. We got Tim Means from the United States of America, Juroš Medic from Serbia, 3 5-minute rounds, 170 pounds. Means, the Dirty Bird, one of the classic nicknames in the game. 33-15-1 with 1 no contest, 20 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted 7 times. Still, it's pretty durable for a guy who's fought. This is going to be fight 51 for him professionally. 15-12 with 1 no contest in the UFC, 1-3 over his last 4, won his last fight via TKO. He has multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. The shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Get sticky with it. All right. He's fought at pretty much every weight class. He's at welterweight now. He has fought at lightweight, middleweight, and light heavyweight. 2004 pro MMA debut. 2-1 as a pro boxer. Inch of height over Medic. 4 inches of reach. Better grappling stats. And he's outstruck his UFC opponents by 1.45 strikes per minute, plus 250. Medic, the doctor, one of the great nicknames as well in the game. 9-2 with 7 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been submitted twice. This man owes us rounds, damn it. 3-2 in the UFC, 2-1 over his last 3, lost his last fight via submission. He went 1-0 in contender series, used to fight at lightweight and middleweight, 9 years younger than Means, better striking stats, more active landing strikes. Self-struck his UFC opponents by 2.46 strikes per minute, minus 275. I kick off the main card. Give me Medic here. The age thing is a massive thing. As is the way less damage on his body than the Dirty Bird has. And I think he's going to be the better, more powerful striker in this matchup as well. So give me a Medic. Hard to pick against Tim Means, but Medic's the pick.
I'm one of those people who doesn't buy into the age gap being the most important thing in the world. But this age gap is not just an age gap. It's a wear and tear gap. Because Medic is not taking abuse in the same way Tim Means is taking abuse. Like, Tim Means has been in a decade of wars, right? And a guy who's been beat up and a guy who is now slower than he used to be and who maybe like just like relies on his wrestling more now than he used to. And I don't think that's a good thing here, because I think Medic is so fast on the feet. I think he's got enough wrestling that he's going to stuff Tim Means here. I think we're going to see Tim Means get beat up in a really bad, like, in kind of unfortunate way. You know, to the point that I made on the last episode, like, I love Hani Yahya. I also love me some Tim Means. Like, I love watching Tim Means fight. He's so exciting. He's so fun to watch. He's like, you know, he's a fun guy to interview because he's like interesting and all that. I just don't have a path to victory for him in any way, shape, or form in this fight. I have to go with Juroš Medic and all of his extra speed and all of his power.
Yep, definitely. And Means tends to be a guy who is way bigger than his opponents. Length-wise, he's not doesn't have a huge advantage here. Well, 4 inches of reach is pretty big, but he's only an inch taller. So go with the younger.
Medic uses the reach better than Means too, though. I'll give you that, because, like, you're right, Means has got the reach, but means, you know, I mean, I guess he throws a jab once in a while, but Uros Medic is like an actual technical kickboxer versus Means, who's just like funky.
Yes, he's just a dirty bird, basically, is what he is.
He's a dirty bird.
All right, we have agreed on 8 straight on this here fight card. This is the fight that you were having trouble picking. So who knows which side he ended up flip-flopping on here. This would be 3 500 rounds at featherweight. Jonathan Pierce, United States of America. David Onama, Uganda. That's something I don't get to say too often. All right, we'll tell you about him first. Onama is the silent assassin. Once again, you shouldn't announce these things because then you're not silent. He's 11-2, 7 knockouts, 4 submissions. So he's finished everyone. He himself has never been finished. He still has his rounds regardless. 3-2 in the UFC, 3-1 over his last 4, 1 his last fight via knockout. He's fought at lightweight, 3 inches of reach over Pierce, 2 years younger. He's been outstruck in the UFC barely, minus 0.10 strikes per minute, plus 145. Pierce, JSP, the bastard take on the GSP nickname, his blasphemous, is it not? He's 14-5, 9 knockouts, 2 submissions. He has been knocked out once, submitted 3 times. 5-2 in the UFC, 5-1 over his last 6. Got submitted in his last fight. 1-0 in Contender Series, 2-0 in Bellator. He's been around. He used to fight at lightweight and bantamweight. 2014 pro MMA debut, an inch of height over Onama. Better striking stats, more active landing strikes, better grappling stats. He's outstruck his opponents by 2.15 strikes per minute. Very nice number there. Minus 170. All right, which side did you end up going on, Gumby?
So I flip-flopped a dozen times on this fight. I think originally I said 7, but a dozen times on this fight.
All right. Even more. Tell us your thinking, man. What was making you flip-flop?
So here's my flip-flop. Jonathan Pierce, exceptionally good grappler. Right, like very good on the mat. Since he's gone down to featherweight, he's essentially bullied everybody he's grappled with. He's long. He's tough. You know, apart from letting Joe Anderson Brito up and then giving him a guillotine, like, has looked impeccable at featherweight. David Onama hits really hard. Yeah. You know, like, that's the bottom line on David Onama. It's like, you're like, I mean, like, Pierce is not a better boxer than David Onama. He maybe has a more complete game in addition to being long. Like, he has the takedown game to him and all those other things. I eventually decided, and now I have to officially announce it, so I'm going to take Jonathan Pierce in this fight.
Me too.
Yeah, I think here's the problem with me. As I went back and I watched a couple of David Onama fights, and, you know, the power plays up. His offensive wrestling is actually pretty damn impressive when he chooses to do it himself. Like, what was it, the Garrett Armfield fight? And granted, Armfield took that on short notice. But the Garrett Armfield fight, I was like, damn, this dude can wrestle. When he defensively wrestles, it's not quite there. And, you know, if you think about what Jonathan Pierce did in his last fight, he looked so good wrestling Joe Anderson Brito. He looked so good on top. He was beating the living hell out of Joe Anderson Brito. And then he made one crucial mistake where he let up for a second. I have to imagine that he has decided that he will not do anything where he's braggadocious even for a freaking second in this fight with David Onama. And I think you're going to see his top control on a new level. I think you're going to see him get that takedown on David Onama. I don't think David Onama is going to have an inch to breathe. I think Jonathan Pierce is going to be laying down some pretty heavy ground and pound. So I'm going to go with Jonathan Pierce here. Again, I've flip-flopped 7 or 8 times. So negative 170, maybe not the best price in the world. But I do think at the end of the day that, like, he's just not going to make the same mistakes as he did before. And like, obviously the big mistake here would be just like throwing punches for more than 14 seconds. And I don't think he'll do that.
Yep. Onama has been taken down 5 times in his past 2 fights.
And against who? Give me the names too.
Gabriel Santos, even worse. And then Nate Landwehr, the renowned grappler, Nate Landwehr. I guess he's
that's kind of my point. And I like Gabriel Santos. I will say I'll go to bat for Gabriel Santos here, LFA alum. But like, those guys don't grapple like Jonathan Pierce.
No,
like Jonathan Pierce is a better grappler than both of those guys.
Yeah, Pierce is a pick here, more complete a fighter than Onama. Maybe not more dangerous. Onama is scary on the feet, as Gumby said, but Hopefully JSP realizes I said I shouldn't have said that nickname. Hopefully he realizes
JSP.
That. Hopefully he realizes that heading into this that he shouldn't be playing around, like Cummy said. He should be playing around on the feet. All right. A place you can't play around on is Underdog Fantasy. That's what they're there for you to play around. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun, especially if you win 100 times your money. Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. Even us Canadians get to play. Check out our – they have spicy plays. If you see something with a tamale beside it, you get even better payouts on those if you hit them. So check out that stuff. Also, listen up if you're a Florida man or a Florida woman. Instead, they're available in 30-plus states, including Canada. They also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. No matter where you are, make sure you sign up with our code MMASGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code MMASGPN. Check it out. All right. We're going to big boys now, right?
Right.
Yeah. big heavyweights. Not really chunky guys, unfortunately, but they're heavyweights. Hyonta. How do you say his name again, Gumby?
Denise.
I know. Denise is the last name. How do you say first name, Gumby?
Oh, Janta.
Janta Denise, Brazil.
Or no, it's Janata. This one's Janata.
Yes, it's Janata. That's right. There's an A there. Extra A. Janata Denise versus Austin Lane. Brazil versus United States of America. Austin Lane on Gumby's podcast last week on the All Austin episode. So check that out. 3 5-minute rounds if they need it at heavyweight. We'll tell you about Denise first. No, we're talking about Austin Lane first. 12-4 with one no contest, 11 knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out 4 times, 0-1 with one no contest in the UFC, 6-1 with one no contest over his last 8, got knocked out in his last fight, 1-1 in contender series, multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get shirt, sportsgamblehuggers.com/store. Get sticky. 2 inches height, an inch reach over Denise. Better striking stats. He's outstruck his UFC and contender series points by 1.63 strikes per minute. Used to play in the NFL, if that matters to you at all, +220. Denise, 6-0 with 6 knockouts. This is his debut. 1-0 on contender series, 22-7 as a pro kickboxer and a champion in that realm. 4 years younger than Lane, more active landing strikes, better grappling stats based off one fight. He outstruck his opponent on contender series by 0.31 strikes per minute, -250. Give me Denise here. The power, the accuracy. Lane hasn't shown that he has the greatest chin. All of his losses have come via knockout. I think Denise can do the same here. If you've watched him fight, he's really pinpoint accuracy. And obviously he's a pro kickboxer, so he knows what he's doing there. And I think he's got the power. And Lane's probably going to stand and trade with him because that's what Lane does. So Denise is the pick.
That's my problem too, is that like I actually like certain parts of Austin Lane's game. Mm-hmm. Like I like him in the clinch. His top game is actually pretty impressive on the ground. I just don't have any faith that he goes to the things that are important. You know what I mean? Like in that fight on Contender Series, the guy basically, I'm trying to remember who he fought and beat, and now I can't remember.
He lost to Greg Hardy, and I can't remember who he actually beat.
But the guy he beat basically pulled mount, if that's a term that we can talk about in grappling. He, like, fell down and, like, pulled Austin Lane on top of him into mount. And Austin Lane, like, you know, just beat the hell out of him until he was gone. And Janta Denise is not going to do that. Janta Denise is going to stand and bang with him and do everything in his power to stand on the feet. And Austin Lane has been getting better in his boxing. I actually am pretty high on the gym he trains out of in terms of boxing. It's called Bulldog Boxing. Shout out to Bulldog Boxing. And they've got some real good prospects out of there. I think he's getting better in those regards. But, like, you don't stick a guy who's super athletic and is pretty much made it by in that realm up against a guy who's a world champion kickboxer, basically, and Janta Denise. And I think Denise is just going to piece him up. So, yeah, give me Denise here. I think that's the clear play.
And if you think Denise via knockout is a good prop play, it's not. -120. Okay, so then I thought, okay, no, -120. All right, Denise via knockout in first round, -120. So that's obviously what they think is going to happen in this fight. So not really playable, right?
No, not at all.
No. Nope, not at all. Because anything can happen in MMA. All right, we're going back to the female side. A lot of female fights in this card, which is nice. This is a flyweight fight. Karine Silva, Ariane Lipski, Brazil versus Brazil. Violence here. Lipski, the queen of violence. Speaking of violence, 17-8, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions. She's been knocked out 4 times, 6-5 in the UFC. She's won 3 straight and 4 of 5, won her last fight via submission. Used to fight at strawweight and bantamweight, was regional champion, KSW, as a matter of fact. 2013 pro MMA debut, an inch height over Silva, better striking stats, more active landing strikes than Silva. And she's barely outstruck her UFC opponents. Plus 0.04 strikes per minute. So pretty much she gets what she gives out. Plus 135. Killer Karine Silva, 17-4, 9 knockouts, 8 submissions. That is a killer. Finished everyone. But knocked out once, submitted twice, 3-0 in the UFC. All of her wins in the UFC have come via submission. 8 straight wins. She's reeled off since her last loss, which was May 2019. 1-0 contender series. Used to fight, just like Lipski, down a weight class, up weight class, strawweight and bantamweight. 2013 pro MMA debut, just like Lipski. She's one of those weird people. She's had 4 fights, including the contender series fight. Her strike differential is exactly 0.0. Better grappling stats than Lipski, minus 148. Good fight. Gumby?
I'm going to go Lipski. I do like Karine Silva as a prospect. I think the difference maker for me here is Lipski is looking like KSW Lipski. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this. If you want to go way back in the day, for those of you who are MMA gambling podcast nerds that have been around for a billion years, I used to write for a site that Jeff owned here. I think it still exists, so we won't say the name of it. But I used to
stolen away from me. Yes, we won't mention it.
I won't mention the name of it, so you don't have to visit it. But I once wrote about how the UFC needed to sign Ariane Lipski for that site. Because in KSW, she was just murdering people. She looked so damn good. Her kickboxing was incredible. Her wrestling defense was good. Her jiu-jitsu was phenomenal. And then she came over to UFC and she looked like shit. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. She looked like shit. And since then, she's found a way to restore the version of herself. What she did to Casey O'Neill, which, by the way, I had her as an underdog in that fight too. What she did to Casey O'Neill in that fight was absolutely vintage Lipski. And I think she can do the same thing to another prospect here in Karine Silva, because Karine Silva, don't get me wrong, she's got good wrestling. She's got good jiu-jitsu. There's lots of things I like about her. I don't think she can hang with Lipski on the feet. I think Lipski, the queen of violence in the clinch, is going to be landing nasty elbows. I think her knees to the body are really good. And I think on the ground, she holds her own enough that I think she's going to give Karine Silva a whole bunch of trouble. So I'm going to go dog here. I'm going to take Ariane Lipski.
We're finally differing, Gumby, but this was a hard one.
I told you I was going to differ. Okay. Remember when I said we were going to differ on the fight? I thought you had Silva.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I can't go against her at this point. I can like I said, this was a very tough one for me to pick. I was bouncing back and forth on it. I'll go with Silva. But Lipski's look so good leading up to this fight.
KSW Lipski. She's like high fight IQ Cody Brundage.
don't saddle her with that, please. It's not fair. But yeah,
no, this high IQ Brundage is good.
No, I know it's good.
Don't hate on high IQ Brundage.
Yeah, not this will not be a lock of the week or anything like that for me. Looking forward to seeing the fight, and I'll be happy with whoever wins. But hopefully, it's the person I picked. All right. Let's tell you about our football contest proxy. Thinking of entering the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, but don't live in Nevada? No problem. It's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com. Promo code SGP to get $50 off. All right. We are moving on with our picks. Co-main event time. Light heavyweights. The men's side, obviously. Ryan Spann. Bogdan Guskov. Spann, United States. Guskov is from Uzbekistan. Not from Tsar. I heard someone thought he was from Tsarevich.
Tsarevich.
Did you hear that too?
I heard that.
Like, it must be some breakoff country from Russia. No. That's his nickname.
It sounds legit.
It could. Tsarevich is the nickname. Remember we talked about this before? I looked it up just to make sure it's a czar in waiting in Russian. So that's who Guskov is. 15-3. 13 knockouts, 2 submissions. So he's finished everyone. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. That adds up to him owing us rounds. 1-1 in the UFC. Speaking of owing us rounds, you see Gumby, they announced it. Contender Series coming back, baby.
Right We're after my there. Birthday. You know I don't celebrate my birthday, but that's a gift right there.
We are going to celebrate his birthday in his backyard, all of us, and then we're going to have fun with Contender Series. All right. Guskov, 5-1, like I said, over his last six. TKO win in his last fight. 1 year younger than Span. He's been outstruck over his two UFC fights by 3.38 strikes per minute, plus 180. Spam. Superman Span. You might think Clark Kent is Superman. You were incorrect. It's Ryan Span all along. Another thing, you shouldn't advertise that because then you're giving away your identity. He's 21-9, six knockouts, 12 submissions. He's been knocked out three times, submitted three times. 7-4 in the UFC. He's lost two straight. Before that, he won two straight. Missed weight before. Keep an eye on that. 1-1 in Contender Series. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Go to the store, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Get some gear. Get sticky. Last time I'm saying that this episode. Used to fight at middleweight. 2013 Pro MMA debut. 2 inches of height, 3 inches of reach over Guskov. Better striking stats, more active landing strikes, better grappling stats based off Guskov's two fights. Span has been outstruck, though, in the UFC by 0.49 strikes per minute, minus 190. I'm going dog here. Goose, I listened to a podcast this morning that I like, and the person on there is going Guskov. This is one of the fights I was up in the air on. Spam's kind of a disappointment. He's kind of maybe old Vince named Pruish, where he can look good one fight and then he doesn't come through the next. I think Guskov is worthy here of the plus money, especially when you consider how good he is and powerful he is on the feet at plus 180. And I think that wise man I was referring to is going to tell you probably more detailed info because he's more of a scouting fighter guy than I am.
So you gave him an Ovin St. Preux comp.
Yep.
Based on the idea that Ovin St. Preux looks good sometimes and bad other times. Let me tell you who he's looked good against. Since 2019, so the last half a decade, here's who he's looked good against. Devin Clark.
Oh, the brown bear. Cut.
He won a split decision against Sam Alvey.
Cut. He knocked out Lee. He finally got cut.
He knocked out Misha Cirkunov, which, by the way, so did a stiff breeze.
I think he got cut too.
If he I'm not positive, though. He should.
He's
Ion Cutelaba.
He's still around, but
But he makes really dumb decisions, right?
Yep.
And then he knocked out Dominic Reyes with what is being described as a power jab. Those are his last five wins.
Yep.
Like, Ryan Span has looked good at moments because he fought Sam Alvey, because he fought Dominic Reyes. And, like, if you look at his losses aren't super impressive either. He's lost twice to Anthony Smith, which, by the way, this is
and
just...
And that's who he's fighting.
He's fighting muscly Anthony Smith.
Yeah, muscly now, Russian Anthony Smith.
I am going to caveat this because I'm the type of person who loves revisionist history, and I'm not going to be, like, a douchebag about this. But, like, he did beat Anthony Smith the second time Anthony Smith way he should have gotten that decision. That's a really bad judge's score, but he's lost to Anthony Smith twice, Nikita Krylov and Johnny Walker after just changing camps. Like, this is not a good resume here for him. And in the defense of Bogdan Guskov, if you let Bogdan Guskov strike, if you don't take some kind of intense grappling game to him, he looked exceptional against Zach Pounga, right? Like, he looked like an absolute world beater against Pounga. Now, Volkan Ozdemir made him grapple a little bit. He looked terrible. Do you feel like Ryan Span can do that? Do you feel like Ryan Span can take some kind of weird grappling game to him? Because if he can't, he's going to eat one of the most vicious right hands he ever has, and he's going to go to sleep. And for that reason, I'm on Guskov as well.
Yeah. Maybe, I think with Span, I'm saying he looks like he should be good. Like, he looks, you know, fairly athletic, you know,
he's
big light, weight class, well coached, but yeah.
He's what happens when you stick Uriah Hall and Ovin St. Preux in a blender?
Boy, it's getting worse and worse for him now, isn't it?
No, Ryan Hall's really skilled, is the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And he
you said Ryan Hall. I thought you said
Uriah. Oh, not Ryan Hall. Uriah Hall. Sorry. There's no Ryan Hall in that dude's body. Uriah Hall is really skilled and sometimes fights like an idiot.
Yeah.
Ovin St. Preux sometimes fights brilliantly and is maybe not the most skilled guy on the planet, and he's somewhere in between those two things.
His last fight was all the LOLs really? For that last fight. Mm. All right, so Gustav ran on a big dog for y'all. All right, go to the main event, shall we? As of now, Alex Perez. Well, he showed up for his last fight, so we should stop saying he's not going to.
His DNA is no longer an abomination.
Yeah, he fixed it. He like the man in my shirt, Keith Richards, got a blood all his blood replaced. Everyone says Perez got his DNA DNA replaced.
Is that a thing?
That is, they said that about Keith Richards. Yes, so he got like blood transfusions. That's why he's still alive, apparently. So. I thought you have to eat like babies or fetuses is how you stay alive. But anyhow, that's I think that's a conspiracy thing that I'm not into. Obviously, I'm not into eating babies. All right, we'll go on the record with that. I am into this main event because it's flyweights, and we like watching our flyweights. Matias Nicolau, who is part of the great flyweight purge of what year was that again?
What was that, like 2018, 2019?
Yeah. Luckily he came back. Matias Nicolau versus Alex Perez, 5 5-minute rounds at flyweight. Perez is 24-8, 5 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 5 times. As Gumby said, he is taking this fight on short notice because he's facing his arch nemesis, his arch nemesis Manel Cape. Perez 6-4 in the UFC, which sounds all right, but he was 6-1 and then he fought for the title and he's not won since. He's lost 3 straight fights. Before that, he won 3 straight fights. He's not won a fight since June of 2020. He used to fight at bantamweight, as pretty much every featherweight has. He's missed weight 4 times at flyweight. So keep that in mind. Fighters that miss weight generally don't win fights. So if he does miss weight for this fight, he only has a 41% chance of winning based off of the stats. He's missed weight at bantamweight as well. 1-0 contender series. It's crazy. Contender series has been around that long, but yes. 2011 Pro MMA debut, more active landing strikes than Nicolau. He's outstruck his UFC and contender series points by almost a strike a minute. He's at plus 0.98, plus 160 on the betting boards. Nicolau, 19-3-1, 5 knockouts, 5 submissions, very well-rounded. He's been knocked out 3 times, 7-2 in the UFC over 2 stints, 6-1 over his last 7, but he did get knocked out in his last fight, but that was to Brandon Royball, so no shame there. That was back in April of 2023. He's not won a fight since December of 2022. Used to fight at bantamweight as well. 2-1 the Ultimate Fighter. 2010 Pro MMA debut. He's outstruck his opponents in the UFC by 0.52 strikes per minute. He's got an inch of reach on Perez. He's got better striking stats than Perez. And he's at minus 180. Gumby gets to finish us off here.
I'm going to go Nicolau. I was really impressed with how Alex Perez looked against Mohamed Bukayev. But at the bottom line here is I've always not been impressed with Mohamed Bukayev. I don't think he's as good as people think he is. And in addition to that, it was just like it was a cardio issue. I think Perez is getting a step up after losing and doing so on short notice and doing so against a guy who I know people are really high on Mohamed Mukhaev's grappling skills, right? Like his wrestling skills. I think Nicolau's a better grappler. I think in terms of his jiu-jitsu, his wrestling, you combine all of grappling, quote-unquote, together. I think Nicolau's better. His sub game is infinitely better than Mohamed Mukhaev, particularly when it comes to like unconventional setups. Like this guy's got 2 Japanese neckties, which for those of you who are not like well-versed in the submission game, it's like a baseball bat choke style grip, almost like a Darius style grip, but from like a half guard position. They barely ever happen. The only guy who's like hit multiple ones is the Boogeyman Martinez, who is like a 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu nerd who like tried MMA for like a hot minute, and Matthews Nicolau. And like I think the fact that he's doing it in the UFC and at a high level just shows how good his jiu-jitsu is. Getting caught by Brandon Royval is not enough for me to think like Alex Perez has any real path to victory here. Because like, what was Alex Perez's fight with Mukhaev? What was his best moment? Is it just like, okay, he outboxed him a little bit after he stuffed a few takedowns and Mohamed Mukhaev just like weirdly sat in like a catcher's crouch for baseball in like the weirdest way possible. And like Nicolau won't do that. And I think Nicolau's faster. Nicolau's had a full camp. Nicolau's got better jiu-jitsu. I think you got to go Nicolau here.
Yeah, I got to take Nicolau as well. More he's actually looked good, and getting beat by Roy Ball is no shame there. He's better than Perez at this point in their careers, and more reliable than Perez is as well. And he's not taking the fight on short notice. So basically everything's pointing in Nicolau's favor in my eyes. All right, there's recap, but don't go away. We got more fun picks for you. We both have Nicolau. We both have Guskov. He has Lipski. I have Silva. That's the only one we disagreed on here. Both have Denise. Both have Pierce, and both have Medic. All right, locks. I told you not to leave because we have locks, dogs, parlays, props, all that fun stuff. Gumby, let's let you kick it off for us today with your locks.
I think I'm just going to Nicolau. I was really close to taking, and I'll give you both here. I was really close to taking Souza. I guess the number is just like a little bit big on Souza. But I'll take Nicolau. I think he's got some value here at -180.
All right, Nicolau is your pick. Now I don't have mine ready. Go figure. Who do I like? That's not too crazy. I try to give you odds that aren't too.
I know who you're going to pick already, but
keep going. Do you? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't give you odds that. Okay, that's a. You already know who I'm taking.
I do. You don't know yet, but I do.
I don't know. he's the, give me.
Hang on. Don't say it yet.
You're writing it down. Yeah. It's one of those things now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Give me Petrovic -470.
All right. What so I got to. This is Denise.
Yeah, I almost said Denise. You're right. You're very right.
I was so close.
You were so close. Sorry.
Yeah. I thought you were going to try to find one a little bit closer, and I thought you were going to get Denise.
Yeah. I was thinking that, but then it is heavyweight, so that makes you a little nervous.
I'm like a little bummed you didn't do that. All right. Dog is easy for me. Austin Hubbard. I can't believe this dude's a dog on this card. I had him as a -300 favorite. He's a slam dunk dog in this one for me.
A slam dunk dog for Austin Hubbard. All right.
He's a good lock dog. Lock dog.
All right. Lock, yes, we don't get lock dog people. Maybe that's another Coach Leach thing. He is taking care of the lock dog people for us. All right, who is my dog? Give me, do I want to double up or not?
You're gonna double up, just do it like you know you want to.
All right, Guskov, is that what you want me to say?
No, I thought you were gonna go, I thought you were gonna go Hubbard too.
Nope, Guskov +180. Okay. I'll tell you why I'm doubling up in a second, you'll figure it out.
Oh, because you're gonna play Hubbard otherwise. Respect. my prop. I'm going to take Lipski versus Karina Silva, which is the only fight we differed on. But I'm going to take it goes to decision. Because I like Lipski. I like her dog value in here, but it's the only fight we differed on. So I think it's worth talking about how both sides have value here. I think it goes decision because despite the fact that both have good finishing ability, they're both also super tough. Fight goes to decision in a women's flyweight fight with good fighters, right? Like, we can both agree they're good. +140 on women's flyweights to get to the cards. That, to me, is crazy.
It is crazy. Good pick. Guskov knockout is how I'm doubling up, Gumby. +230.
Well, it's good that you played the Guskov.
Oh, here we go. Gumby's Hunger Man Jong Superfan Parlay, two fight parlay. I think Bogdan Guskov is going to be involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bogdan Guskov by KO is the first end of my parlay.
There you go.
I've been feeling knockout heavy lately. And I really like Bogdan Guskov KO. If he's going to win, look, he's going to win by KO. Like that's bottom line. Like I think he's going to go in there and knock Ryan Spann's head off. Nobody thinks they're going 15 minutes. +230, great value. I'm going to pair it with this one by KO. And I think people are kind of sleeping on this number. I think this number is incredible. I'm going to take JSP, Jonathan Pierce, by KO over David Onama. I think the takedowns are going to lead to loads of ground and pound. I think he's going to get a stoppage in that way. Jonathan Pierce by KO is +350.
Ooh, this is going to be a big one.
Not that big. 1385. No. 1385 when you put them there. Not bad. You know, almost 14-1. But I love both these KO props. I was looking for some other value. As I mentioned on yesterday's episode, man, did I try to find a way to make Petrovic interesting. And I just couldn't do it. This is a line I think you can find interesting. Pierce has got also like, have you looked at Jonathan Pierce's record? Like not
who's
that,
not, you mean?
No, just like his, the amount of finishes he has. Cause I'm sure you have the
11 out of 14. Yeah.
Not 11 out of 14 are finishes. 9 out of 14 are KOs. Yeah. So like, he's got KOs in more than 60% of his fights, and somehow his KO prop is +350. And don't get me wrong, some of that's David Onama, but the ground and pound piece is there. So yeah, I'm gonna go JSP, pair him together with Bogdan Guskov KOs, and we're gonna get +1385.
All right, very nice. There, now you've gotten all the picks you need to make some money this weekend. Come in the Discord and chat with us about it. We're at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Say hi. Twitter, SGPNMMA. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm a Jeff Fox writer there. And on Instagram, get in my Substack. Enter my free pick'em contest at moneymma.substack.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That would be MMA Gambling Podcast. Obviously, listen to Gumby's other podcast. Then you don't have to listen to me on that one. It's Top Turtle MMA Podcast. Tell people the LFA guests that are on this week.
Cheyenne Bowers and Ma'a Yai.
There you go. Listen to that. Good interviews. I have listened to them already. What else can you do? Go to our main site, obviously, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. All of our writing is on there. All of our podcasts are on there. Any contests, giveaways, discounts, all that stuff is there. If you want to get our gear and look cool like Gumby and myself, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. You can get sticky there. And sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon so we can help crush corporate gambling. We'll be back Sunday. Maybe we'll be recapping UFC. Maybe we'll be covering regional stuff. Who's to know until we actually get there. So in the meantime, Gumby, we'll bid you farewell.
I'm Dana Gibby Freeland. He's JSP, Jeff Fox.
No.
And we will see you on Sunday.